What about this issue, though, of prevention of falls and ejection fraction? Is that something that you think would be a reasonable strategy off study right now?
Absolutely. And there's two landmark papers, one that was published in Journal of the American College of Cardiology, December 06, from Turkey. What they looked at was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that are destined to receive a total of 6 cycles, high doses of anthracycline. They were randomized to placebo versus valsartan. Starting dose was 80 milligrams. And what they found was that those individuals who received the valsartan, the angiotensin receptor blocker, their change in ejection fraction was non-significant. Those that were in placebo, they had greater than a 10% drop in their ejection fraction. Mean dose they receive anthracycline, 513 milligrams per meter square. So a fairly good dose. The second study comes from a carvedilol study where they were randomized to 12.5 milligrams per day of carvedilol versus placebo. This was a group of lymphoma patients. Again, the mean dose they received was a little over 500 milligrams per meter square. The ejection fraction went from 68.6 to 68.2 in the carvedilol, the beta blocker arm. In the placebo arm, their ejection fraction went from 68 to 51. And if you look at the absolute drop, those are the exact patients you would stop based on most of our protocols.
And in terms of the drops that occurred there, so has this strategy also been looked at with trastuzumab in the clinic?
There is a trial that will be starting probably early 2008.
Who's going to do it and what's it going to look at?
It is going to be done at MD Anderson. Our investigator is Dr. Mike Ewer. And specifically, it's going to be looking at those individuals whose ejection fractions are between 40 and 50 and asymptomatic, and anyone who has greater than a 10% drop, an absolute 10% drop.
So it's treatment of that or prevention?
Trying to prevent if they go into the trial.
Oh, so they go into the study with an ejection fraction of 40 to 50%.
Right.
You still give them what? You're going to give them anthracyclines and trastuzumab?
No, just trastuzumab.
Just trastuzumab. Okay.
Right.
And what agent is going to be used to try to?
Carvedilol.
Do you think that that is a strategy that's reasonable to use off study either for anthracyclines or with trastuzumab right now?
Absolutely. If one looks at the guidelines from the American Heart Association, the American College of Cardiology, as of the year 2000, we have joined the oncologist, and we have a staging system, stage A, B, C, and D. Stage D are those patients who have overt heart failure. They're class 3 or class 4. Those patients are going to transplant. The stage A patients are those individuals who are at high risk for developing heart failure in the future, that is, hypertensive patients, diabetics, and specifically patients who have been or will be exposed to cardiotoxic agents. And what the guidelines recommend, and this is in non-cancer patients that we're taking this, is that those individuals who have those risk factors, they should be started either on an ACE inhibitor or a beta blocker or a combination if you can't control their blood pressure, if their diabetes is out of control. And these are all asymptomatic patients with normal ejection fraction. That's straight from the guideline. That's been available for the last 8 years. So when we see patients who have diabetes, hypertension, who've been exposed to anthracycline, who have a normal ejection fraction and are going into trastuzumab therapy, if we see that they're potential risk, we will start them on a beta blocker or an ACE inhibitor, just as is recommended in the guidelines.